Chapter 41. There were clouds in the sky on the way home, so I couldn't see the Milky Way. I said, "I'm sorry," because Father had had to come to the police station, which was a bad thing. He said, "It's okay." I said, "I didn't kill the dog." And he said, "Oh, no." Then he said, "Christopher, you have to stay out of trouble, okay?" And I said, "I didn't know I was going to get into trouble. I like Wellington, and I went to say hello to him, but I didn't know that someone had killed him." Father said, "Just try and keep your nose out of other people's business." I thought for a little, and I said, "I'm going to find out who killed Wellington." And Father said, "Were you listening to what I was saying, Christopher?" I said, "Yes, I was listening to what you were saying. But when someone gets murdered, you have to find out who did it so that they can be punished." And he said, "It's a bloody dog, Christopher, a bloody dog." I replied, "I think dogs are important too." He said, "Leave it." And I said, "I wonder if the police will find out who killed him and punish the person." Then Father banged the steering wheel with his fist, and the car weaved a little bit across the dotted line in the middle of the road, and he said, "I said leave it, for God's sake!" I could tell that he was angry because he was shouting, and I didn't want to make him angry, so I didn't say anything else until we got home. When we came in through the front door, I went into the kitchen, and I got a carrot for Toby, and I went upstairs, and I shut the door of my room, and I let Toby out and gave him the carrot. Then I turned my computer on and played 76 games of Minesweeper and did the expert version in 102 seconds, which was only 3 seconds off my best time, which was 99 seconds. At 2:07 a.m, I decided that I wanted a drink of orange squash before I brushed my teeth and got into bed, so I went downstairs to the kitchen. Father was sitting on the sofa, watching snooker on the television and drinking whiskey. There were tears coming out of his eyes. I asked, "Are you sad about Wellington?" He looked at me for a long time and sucked air in through his nose. Then he said, "Yes, Christopher, you could say that. You could very well say that." I decided to leave him alone because when I'm sad, I want to be left alone. So I didn't say anything else. I just went into the kitchen and made my orange squash and took it back upstairs to my room.